You were around Robert Kennedy.
Yes.
You saw him up close and heard him speak and probably think in strategy meetings or campaigning and so forth. I point that out because it was in 68, June 6th, that Robert Kennedy is assassinated.
Right.
Tell us about that day.
We were scheduled to meet in Washington at his headquarters. He was coming back with some strategy meeting, coming back from California. We were all excited, very excited about that. And all of a sudden I get a call, because I had gotten to know a number of people that worked there. You know, they were not in the military as I was, but we had all become friends. And they said that he had been assassinated. His assassination was probably more shocking to me than Dr. King's was. Dr. King's assassination was shocking, but at least I had a sense of how disliked he was by many people. So it was shocking, but not necessarily unexpected. Whereas Robert Kennedy being white, running for president, even though his brother had been killed, you just didn't think that that same arrow would strike twice in a family. So it was very shocking.
Yeah. We didn't talk about JFK. That was in 63.
Yeah.
And that was the year you graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was saddened because I was in St. Louis at the time. I remember being remorseful. I remember tears. But I don't remember a long, prolonged sadness as it would have been with Robert Kennedy, because that's who I knew.
68, we had the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, where tens of thousands of people were demonstrating against the Vietnam War.
Right.
And then, of course, Lyndon Johnson decides not to run again because of the Vietnam War. You didn't participate in any demonstrations?
No, in the military, I couldn't. The only thing I did while I was in the military, I did attend the last thing that Dr. King was involved in, the Poor People's March. I did go there.
Okay.
I was there.
Did you hear him speak?
Yeah, I was there. After I get off work at the base, I'd go every
day. And you'd hear him speak?
Yeah.
Had to be moved by that?
It was so many people there, and I was so far away. You could hear him, but it wasn't like I could see him and talk to him or anything like that.
Oral Roberts University, you graduated then with a degree.
Right.
What degree was that?
Sociology and history.
Then you went on to further education.
Right.
Where?
Well, I had a job at ORU working at their retirement center. And in order to do that job, when they built the healthcare facility, I had to get a degree in healthcare management. And I got that through Tulsa Community College. They were offering that associate degree. By that time, I wanted to go into banking, which required another level of education that I didn't have. They were having the program at Bank of Oklahoma at the time. Because even that time, you were headed toward integration of jobs and opportunities. So I kind of got there at the right time. And Marcus Tower seemed to have been very instrumental in that push at the time. So I became, for lack of a better term, an intern in the banking industry, and then had the opportunity to go to SMU, to the Southwest Graduate School of Banking, for 3 years.
Southern Methodist University.
Right.
At ORU, a little reflection on Oral Roberts. You'd see him in chapel.
Right.
Your thoughts as you watched this man, and how did it affect you?
I would say I was mesmerized. The more I got to know him, I saw his humanity as well. And I'd never changed being mesmerized, but the close-up gave me a better sense of his humanity. He was no different than us, but he had great gifts. I really appreciated the fact that when he found opportunities to come against segregation, he would do it. And oftentimes, it was not the best thing for him to do economically. I remember when Mahalia Jackson was on the show, how much negative mail he got. And I remember when I graduated from ORU, Tom Bradley, was the graduation speaker. And this is something that Mr. Roberts arranged. I mean, he was always, in his own way, moving that dial forward, and I always appreciated that.
Your time at Oral Roberts University was really growing, and were you writing then at school?
I was writing then, yeah.
Is it coming clearer to you that I could write a book?
Yeah, I say it was coming clearer that I could.
College is all about writing, and you must have been excelling in all that, and was fun
for
you.
Writing was never a problem for me. It really wasn't.